Hey, everybody.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Spoiler Alert. Thank you so much.
By Fanservice Apparel.
Yes, thank you so much for being here. This is the podcast where we talk about what we're watching and what you're probably watching, too, because we're sticking with the biggest fandoms and the latest things that are coming out, and we've been talking about watching Marvel's What If.
Yeah, that's what we've been on lately.
Yes.
So last week we took off, but we're going to be doing a double feature, kind of recapping last week, and oh my goodness.
This week's,
we're getting like live reactions. We're actually recording this in our living room right after we watched it.
Yes. So it's fresh on our minds.
Super fresh.
Yes. But there's so much to talk about with those two episodes. So much to jump into. But before we do, I just wanted to say to all you listeners out there, do you live in Australia? Do you? If so...
Is everything upside down?
Thank you.
And thank you.
Is everything upside down? Yes. Number one, is everything upside down? Number two, thank you. And we're saying thank you because we found out that our podcast is currently ranked number 22 in TV recap podcasts in Australia. So, and I know that I can tell we've got some fans out there who are listening from over there and from multiple countries too. I know there's some listeners in Canada, some listeners in Japan, and some listeners just from all over the US as well.
Yeah.
Nick and I are based in Los Angeles, by the way. I don't know if we ever said that, but that's where we are.
We talk about Disneyland.
That's true. That's
deductive
true.
Reasoning.
Yeah, we're in LA.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you so much to our Australian listeners. That makes us feel so special and so very loved. And we also want to know who you are. So please find us on Instagram or Facebook or something and be like,
hey.
Good day. Sorry, I had to.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's
I'm
how
so
they good. Start every
now
sentence.
Now they're never going to listen to us again.
Every sentence. All the time.
Oh, no. I did it. I told myself not to, and I did it anyway. Say a normal hello and tell us who you are, and that way we can say thanks. And that's so awesome. But anyway, and another thing I wanted to mention before we jump in is that I've got a very exciting announcement.
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
We have a very exciting announcement.
Yes.
But we're saving it for the end.
Okay.
So stick with us to the very end. Something exciting that we want to share with you guys. All right.
Okay.
Let's talk.
So let's quickly jump into last week's episode. I have been feeling that these episodes have been kind of stringing together a larger story from the beginning, because there was just something that told me it was too easy that these were just kind of little one-off vignettes.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning, they really kind of felt like non sequiturs. They kind of had... You know, not really a neat little bow at the end of the episode, but they didn't really feel like they contributed to anything
else. Yeah, you know what
else
was like that?
What was
like that? WandaVision, where each episode was like, you felt like there was, it felt standalone because it had its own theme and it had its own, but you knew there was like a theme tying everything together.
Even from the beginning, there was like that theme.
Yeah.
There was like the what's going on.
Right.
Where at the beginning of this, we really weren't given any context. It was really just... What if these other things happened?
Like Twilight Zone. Like you kind of imagine it's Twilight Zone. Each episode is like...
And it was...
Like imagine
more
this.
More like a thought experiment than anything else.
Picture, if you will.
Exactly. But at the end of the last episode, we had, you know, Super Ultron with all the Infinity Stones popping in and the Watcher kind of going like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, but wait. Let's talk about the Thor episode first.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's not actually that much to talk about that one.
The thing is, I think that episode really was just a carrier for that end.
Yeah.
I think that episode was allowed to be, you know, because at first
people
had been saying like, oh, finally there's a fun episode.
A fun one, but also like, remember when a few episodes back in our podcast when I was like, where is Thor? And then we got like a whole Thor episode. So
yeah,
there was Thor.
So this
and one, it felt like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It was just like goofy and it felt like it was good, but it wasn't my favorite episode.
But it felt like too positive.
Yeah,
you know, even
and it
though,
didn't really have, like, a big impact or a big, like, whoa.
No, see, it was about to wrap up with a neat little bow, and I really do think that the episode itself could have been about anything.
Sure.
Because, really, the meat of it was that Ultron shows up in another universe, and the Watcher there seems to be surprised to see him. So
yes,
I'm going to then wager that there are more watchers.
More watchers?
Yeah, there's not just one watcher, because the watcher...
Well, I figured that there was two, because he says, like, he took an oath, like, as if that was, you know...
Like as part of a club or something.
But who did he make the oath to? Who told him to take that oath?
Who else took the oath?
Who oathed him?
Who oathed him? Who's the oather?
Yeah. Who was like, I need you to take this oath. And then he was like, I'm taking the oath. To himself? I don't think so.
But because this, the Watcher, you know, was very surprised that this was happening. And then last episode, we had him already showing up. Ugh, but then we get into, like, questions of, was the Thor thing later or earlier in a different spur of the main timeline caused by the end of the events of the end of Loki, and there are different watchers for different multiverse groups, maybe?
Okay, yeah, and see, I was thinking to myself about Loki while I was watching this last episode, because I was thinking, okay, we know that there are not timekeepers, like they said.
The TVA would have pruned all of these variations. Mm. So, see, when I thought that they were, like, one-off, you know, like, but thought also, experiments, you go, okay, I understand why there's no TVA, because we're just kind of, like, having fun and seeing what would happen if this thing was different.
Mm-hmm.
But to have the Watcher kind of be a through line, which, again, I thought was just part of it, but now the Watcher's a through line with Ultron, and there's, like, this kind of, there are stakes all of a sudden, you know, you start going, oh, maybe there's no TVA because all of these timelines are happening because the TVA was, you know, basically ended, changed, corrupted, what have you, at the end of Loki.
And by what's his face? What was his name?
Kang? No, Loki. Lady Loki.
No.
The guy.
Kang.
Kang.
Was that it?
Kang the Conqueror. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he called himself something else in the show.
Oh, the one that remained.
He Who Remains?
He Who Remains? No, I think
that's... Is that from something else?
I think that's... What's that from? It wasn't from anything. No, I think you're thinking of He Who Should Not Be Named.
No.
That's what you're thinking of.
Well, I hate being live on a podcast and just spouting out things that we don't know, and people are probably listening right now and shouting it at us, being like, it's this, because I do that when I listen to other people's podcasts. So I'm just going to Google that real quick. Yeah, for sure. I do.
You know they can't hear you tonight.
Well, it's satisfying to me.
Okay.
Let's see. Kang the Conqueror. Wikipedia says his... I'm looking for other aliases. No, this isn't right.
You're probably looking up Kang the Conqueror from the original comics.
That must have been.
Yeah.
Because none of those aliases were familiar to me.
Yeah. No. So anyways, we're
I gonna... guess this is a big digression. This is not important. Yeah,
let's kind of come back to the thought there that all of this is happening because there is no TVA to essentially prune these timelines. Because I would imagine that even Super Ultron there, which is funny that he, like, totally just split Thanos in half.
Oh my gosh, I know that moment. I was like, whoa. I realized, I was like, wait, what the heck? How is he so much more powerful than Thanos? Oh yeah, well, Thanos didn't actually have any powers. Thanos was just a big bad dude who got all the stones and had motivation and a bad idea. And that's how he did it. But when you have Ultron, Vision Ultron.
Yeah, Vision Ultron.
With all of its...
Mind Stone powers.
Yeah. And technology. Well, and it was stones.
It was kind of like a throwback to that, like, when he said to Thor that he should have gone for the head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where it's not so much that he wasn't that powerful as that, he, you know, they didn't really act quick enough. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he had a bunch of stones. I'm sure if they had, like, started to duke it out and really, like, get into a fight, that it might have been a closer call. But the fact that he just showed up...
He was just like, and, bloop! Just
yep, and with no warning, he was like...
Sliced you like a sandwich.
You're going to be dead now. I think that's why he was able to get him, because he had...
So violent. I feel like every episode has gotten a little more violent than the last one.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me, this is not for children.
Yeah, I like the first one when we had the Hydra Buster and we had Captain Carter. And we were like, what a fun...
Good clean romp.
What a fun time this is. Punching Nazis. It was a simpler time. But anyways, did you also think that at the end when we saw the Watcher talking to the Doctor Strange Supreme, that this was going to be a lead into the Multiverse of Madness? Because that's the next Doctor Strange movie.
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, oh no.
Oh no.
They're not going to wrap up this story.
Oh.
In the end of, it's like that, it's like the Jerry Seinfeld bit.
Well, it makes, I mean.
Where they have like an action movie, an action TV show, and it's like 7:28, and you're like, oh no, this is going to be a cliffhanger. They're not going to wrap this up in 2 minutes. It's like that, where they're like, oh my gosh, the Watcher and the guy, and there's this thing, and there's a movie coming out.
You're not going to wrap this up.
This is not one more episode.
No.
You're gonna make me go see a movie.
They will, because I remember thinking before this show, before even Loki, being like, Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, what would Doctor Strange have to do in the multiverse? Like, why would he have to be involved with multiple universes? And now it's like very plain right here. Oh, okay.
Yep.
And he's like, I need you. I need your help.
As nose as the plane on Ant's... No, as Anne as the nose on Plane's face. There it is.
There it is. That was an Arrested Development joke for all you...
If you know, you know.
Yeah. But we make those a lot, though. Also, while you were talking, I was listening, and I was also Googling, and it is He Who Remains.
Ah.
Yeah. So...
Which is probably a reference to the, like, multiverse war that Kang showed with his, like, nanotechnology. Remember? He showed all the fighting... Mm-hmm, and all the different Kangs.
So the little guys. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah. And he's the one that remains. That's why he.
That's why he who remains. Yeah, yeah, He Who Remains.
He Who Remains. So.
But is He Who Remains a Watcher?
No, I think you have to have like the big head with the glowy eyes to be a Watcher.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Got that. Big head, glowy eyes for sure. But I feel like when he landed in these universes while they were fighting, didn't it seem like he got more like proportionate?
No, I didn't.
Like when he landed in like Times Square and you see what looked like Steve Rogers becoming president.
Yeah.
That was just a little blurb of a moment there for a second. And everyone's like, oh, didn't he look like a proportionate human?
No, I think that might've just been the angle.
Maybe.
I really did like that we were punching like through universes. Did you also catch for a half second, it could just been something similar,
what
this is another thing people are probably screaming at me,
what's
the volcano planet where Darth Vader's castle is?
Oh,
what's the name of the, is it Morag? No, that doesn't sound right.
Gosh, I don't know. See, and now you guys know that we could edit this stuff out to make ourselves sound smarter, but we're going to just leave it in so that you know that this is how authentic we are. This is the real deal here. Okay, time to Google.
It is Darth Vader's castle planet. Is it Morag?
It is... Mustafar.
Oh, Mustafar.
Mustafar? Yeah. Mustafar?
Yes, Mustafar.
Okay. Mufasa.
It's like Rastafarian, but it's like been in a cupboard for a long time, so it's like a little bit like Mustafar. You have to like shake it out. It's a little musty.
Oh, Mustafar.
Wow. No, No, that's too much of a stretch.
That was a bad joke. Okay. Bad joke. Okay, but what about Darth Vader?
I feel like when he's when Ultron is punching the Watcher through different universes, for a split second, we see that planet.
No, it must have just been something that looked like it.
You know what?
Why would that be? Why would that be?
Send us a comment if you can find a screen grab of it, because I saw it and I didn't want to like back it up and like go through each frame because we were in the middle of it, but I really do think I saw the
play.
I think I did. I'm gonna wait to see somebody else back me up on it. But
what? That would be so crazy. That would just be crazy.
I mean, multiverse is any universe, but
within Marvel multiverses.
I don't know.
Unless.
No, I think it's
Disney. I think it's Disney. The ultimate watcher.
I think that
Disney Plus represents all of the multiverses of Disney.
Yeah. Maybe that's that's the multiverse.
What's real? What's a multiverse?
I'd watch that. Oh my gosh. That's like a mashup.
Insane.
Would you call that a multiverse of madness?
That is madness. Yep. And Doctor Strange is like
Muppet Babies.
On Muppet Babies. I was going to say hopping from Star Wars to Bluey.
He's just using his sorcery power to like solve their problems. And they're like, well,
oh my goodness. I guess
we're out of things to talk about. Thanks, Doctor Strange.
Amazing. Amazing. Oh, wait. But speaking of Muppets.
Yeah.
Muppets Haunted Mansion. I can't wait. I know that's coming so soon. And we're totally going to watch it. And then we're totally going to talk about it. Because it's so cute. We took a picture together, Nick and I, at the photo op for Muppets Haunted Mansion that was in the Magic Key Lounge at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted that on my story because it was just so cute. And we don't usually do photo op things like Mm-mm. that because, I don't know, that's just not my style. But that one, I was like, no, I want to do this one. Like, I just am so excited funny. And we cheesily did our hitchhiking thumbs.
How fun would it be if instead of doing The Nightmare Before Christmas, they did the Muppets?
I mean, I would love that.
I would.
I wonder if they're maybe going to test the waters on that with this reception of this.
I would. Oh my gosh. I would. I don't even know what I'd do. I'd be beside myself.
But you've always loved the Muppets. You have.
Most people have.
Well, see, I feel like I mean, I liked Sesame Street when I was little, but like Muppets, I didn't watch a lot of until I was older.
Because it's highbrow.
I suppose it is. There's so many jokes that will go over your head if you're just a kid.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there were mixed reviews about the more modern
The Muppets on ABC, which I thought was phenomenal because my least favorite part of the original Muppet show were all the musical numbers.
Said no one ever.
No, the best parts were the ones where the Muppets were backstage running the show because you're like, they're like people. They're like real people. And there was just something so magical about that, more so than the choreographed, like, musical numbers. Have a show that was just, I mean, enough people thought that because that's all that the show was on ABC. It was just about the Muppets running a late night talk show, which was so good in the Muppet canon that after touring, they, like, got a late night show and they just kind of settled into a routine. Yeah. I would have watched so much. Like, that could have turned into The Office, and I would have just...
You just would have watched it forever.
I would have watched just as many seasons of it.
Unfortunately, a lot of people did not agree with that. A lot of people did not
agree with it. It's kind of like how... Well, I think people were upset that they were more adult themes, and it was the Muppets, but the thing is, the Muppets is kind of like this Marvel What If. It's not really meant for kids. It's, like, consumed generally by kids, but it's not made for them. I think people mistake the medium as being more kid-centered, but there's a lot that, you know, the kids don't get from... And, I mean,
that's not even now. That's even talking back to, like, the original Muppets movie.
Yeah, the original Muppets movie was great. And there was a point where the Muppets were going to play a much bigger part in Disneyland and in MGM Studios when it first opened, now Hollywood Studios, but then when Jim Henson unexpectedly died, they it kind of threw everything into limbo, and, you know, basically the Muppet Vision is all we got of it. But there was this really cool, and I think online you can find some concept art for it. After, oh my gosh, I can't remember the anniversary, but it's after like the 35th or, oh, is it the 30th? Or, it was one of the anniversaries at Disneyland that was basically like a, the whole idea was like Mickey and Minnie like put on the celebration of the anniversary of Disneyland. There was going to be this idea that Mickey and Minnie were going to go on vacation after celebrating the anniversary. And the Muppets were going to basically like mind the store and watch Disneyland while Mickey and Minnie were on vacation.
That's
and
funny.
And they were going to essentially wreak havoc. And there was going to be overlays of almost every ride.
Really?
With the Muppets on it.
That is fun, but sounds like a big project.
It was going to be huge because they were, remember the Disney was going to buy the Jim Henson Company at the time. So that they were really looking to, you know, just like they did with the more recent acquisitions, leverage that new IP right away. And that early concept stuff looks, it looks so funny. It looks so, like, yeah, like highbrow humor just kind of sprinkled in. You know, nowadays I think you'd have way too many people that just don't get it. Like when people walk into Docking Bay 7 and, you know, they go, that'll be, you know, 20 credits. And the people are like, was that cat? What is that? Is that
credit card?
Is that card? what is all of this? I don't know that they'd be able to kind of grasp this kind of like broader idea that like the Muppets are kind of watching Disneyland for Mickey and Minnie. But, but anyways, maybe this is, you know, like, was it like good ideas never die? They like live on somewhere else, or that's not the quote, but that's half of it.
Sure.
but maybe this is, you know, something that was on the shelf that they dusted off to
for
the special, and maybe they're seeing, you know, testing the waters to see where we're at.
You might be because right.
The Haunted Mansion holiday is coming up on 20 years this year.
Wow.
So maybe, you know, maybe we've gotten all the Jack Skellington Trilbies that we need for one for one planet, and we're gonna move on to something else.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
Yeah, I went there.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. I mean, I wouldn't be mad about the Muppets, but I am very excited for this special, and I'm especially excited to recap it with you guys on the podcast. Yeah. I think it's gonna be really, really cool.
Can't wait to find all the Easter eggs. And
oh my gosh,
all
I know.
I'm gonna write them down. I'm gonna write them down so we can recap them, because there's probably gonna be a lot of little nods here and there, knowing that it's the Muppets and they get very meta sometimes.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, so exciting. Oof. Well, also, other exciting things. So I mentioned in the beginning that there was something exciting to share with you, and there is, and that is that we want to celebrate. What are we celebrating?
We are celebrating 500.
Yes.
Yes.
He's looking at me like he's like, are you going to say it or am I going to say it?
The number 500.
The number 500. No, really exciting is that just this week, our Instagram, Fan Service Apparel, reached 500 followers. So that's exciting. And also, guess what? Our Facebook page reached 5,000 page likes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's great.
Thank you. So if you're listening, you probably like one or both of those. Follow one or both
that's
of those.
That's amazing.
And
we need to do
something.
Appreciate,
we do, and we will. We're doing a giveaway. A giveaway.
Ooh.
So all of you lovely folks, head over to Instagram or Facebook or both. You'll find details about this giveaway, and the prize is going to be that you're going to get a little shopping spree with Fan Service Apparel.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting.
So definitely check it out. The rules are very simple for this giveaway, and you can enter on both Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
And that gives you double entries there. So that's awesome.
Yeah. So just keep an eye out for that post where you'll see all the
information. Yes, absolutely. But we're just so excited and just feel like I don't know, just over the moon. Like, this is just something that we love to do because it's the stuff that we're nerdy about.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there are people out there like you who also care about this stuff. And it's not just like two of you. It's like 5,000 of you on Facebook and 500 of you on Instagram. And then, you know, people listening into our podcast from all over the world. I mean, it's just amazing. So we're feeling the love. I'm just really excited about this giveaway because it's like you gave your likes and your time and your interest and your orders to us, and we're going to give back to you.
Yeah, so check that out.
Yeah.
Check out our new merch.
Yes.
On the store.
Yes, do.
We're going to have some more Walt Disney World 50th anniversary stuff coming up because mm-hmm, that starts on Friday,
October 1st. Here we are.
1971.
It's already October.
We already have one up, the circle saying "Remember," opening October 1st, 1971.
Probably talked about.
We
that
talked
last
about
time.
In the last episode, yeah. But definitely check that out if you have not, because there is some really cool history behind that. They put that in the where the clock is now in Main Street Station, mm-hmm. To let everybody know when the park was opening, because they were really coming down to the wire on it.
So also, that's a Halloween is coming up, and we've gotten a few orders and a few messages saying, "I'm so excited! I'm going to wear this for Halloween," such as, of course, the TVA jacket.
Oh yes.
But also, someone mentioned that they got the "I'm not single, I'm saving myself for Thor" shirt for their Halloween costume, which I love. There's been a few things like that. So if you're still not sure what you're doing for Halloween, or even if you are sure but there's pieces you're missing, we might have those pieces for you. We might have something you want to wear.
Yep.
And then, of course, right around the corner after Halloween, it's never too early to start holiday shopping.
Holiday shopping. Ooh, I just thought of a good costume. You could be a multiverse mashup and wear the "I'm saving myself for Thor" and a variant jacket.
Whoa.
Because they would both be correct.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty crazy. And we also have some Captain Carter stuff as well.
We do.
So,
ooh, you could have all three. And a magic key phone case, because that would also be correct, because you're a variant jumping through the multiverse.
Why wouldn't you have a magic key?
Why would it? Why you're experiencing?
If you're a variant.
You're experiencing all the multiverses have to offer. Eventually, you stop at Disneyland,
and you get the magic key.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Yeah,
that's what you'd do.
That, and you'd stop at Avengers Campus and take some photographs with people.
Oh my gosh, too good, too good. I love it. All right, well, I think that about does it for this week. We are excited to talk to you guys again next week. I can't wait to see.
They better wrap it up. They better. They're not gonna, but they better.
They're not gonna, but they better. Oh my gosh.
What a satisfying conclusion.
Oh boy. All right. Well, thanks so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.